Jesus would like us to know that he learned the art of forgiveness from his Father in communion with God directly and also in communion with Lord Maitreya. Lord Maitreya gave him many, many keys in the science and the art of healing through forgiveness. And just as we study to be doctors or artists or practitioners of healing, Jesus went through a series of initiations by the training that he received from Lord Maitreya to very mindfully and in a very step-by-step way receive a greater understanding of this art. We know through the scriptures, the gospels, that Jesus was a master of healing, and often he would say, "Go and sin no more, or your sins be forgiven you." And then the person would be magically healed in that moment through an understanding that there was the dissolving of karma by the grace of God through the intercession of Jesus as the Christ using this art of forgiveness. Now, how did Jesus offer himself in this process to be the mediator for healing by this art of forgiveness? In other words, how did he develop the power of forgiveness? Can we have this power? Can we learn this same art? And the answer, of course, is yes. An understanding of divine psychology is very important in the science and the art of forgiveness because there are many levels that one must understand of consciousness in order to assist a particular soul to move beyond the constraints of their karma, their sin, which is really their suffering as a result of choices they've made. And Jesus could look at the karmic record of the individual in the Akashic records that was there right within their auric field that he accessed by permission. Whenever someone came for healing, it was almost instantaneous that the karmic record would be opened right before his gaze of who they were, what they had done, the reason for their infirmity or their illness. And he would go to the core of that issue and project a ray of light from his heart, his compassionate heart, into the very nadir or the origin of that situation. Because he, as the mediator in the role of the Christ, was authorized to do this by the Father. By God the Father. Now, can we be authorized to be a mediator for the forgiveness of sin or karma of others? Only when we have reached a certain point on the path of being in the vibration of the Christ, having balanced our threefold flame, having fulfilled the balancing of our personal karma. The one who has the authority to be the mediator in this role is one who has balanced their personal karma, because then they are authorized to take on other people's sin or karma. It is not until that point, or nearing that point, to the point where you are safe and secure in your own integrity, that you are allowed to be a mediator for the dissolving of karma or sin. Because you can imagine, if you were to take on this role, not being in that mode, there could be problems with you. Maitreya taught this to Jesus. He understood it. And Jesus worked assiduously on himself in the Far East to dissolve the last vestiges of his own karma so that he could fulfill his role as the Christ and as a mediator in order to help many, many people, to give them a rebirth, to give them a new cycle of light in their lives, to really help them be reborn in many ways, not just by the dissolving of this karma, physical healing, mental healing, emotional healing. So the art of forgiveness is part and parcel to the art and the science of healing, because wherever forgiveness manifests, there is healing at the core of the issue. Not on the surface, not just the symptoms, the very core, the origin of the issue. Now, why is this so? Because forgiveness is the ultimate act of surrender and of giving of oneself to another for forgiveness. What do we give when we forgive? We give our love. We give our understanding. We give patience. We give opportunity for that soul to actually make amends and to rise higher. If we do not forgive, a part of us is locked into the matrix of non-forgiveness, and therefore we can't be our best in our full givingness if we do not forgive. However, that's forgiving people that have wronged you. Jesus, of course, was in the mode of the great initiate and the Christ to be a mediator, where he did not have karma with these individuals. He had no human need to forgive them because of wrongs they had done to him. He had balanced all of his karma and therefore could be that nexus whereby the light was sent forth and distributed so that they could receive the blessing of the art of forgiveness. Two words that together are synonymous with forgiveness are transmutative love. Transmutative love. It's love that works its divine magic to dissolve ancient patterns and records, or what we call karma. And Jesus also learned some of this from his father, Joseph, who was an embodiment of Saint Germain, who then has brought to us this magical gift of the violet light, the violet ray, the violet fire or flame, and now the violet laser light. So even in that lifetime, Joseph was being tutored himself by the divine director and also by Lord Maitreya on the inner. And he imparted to Jesus from an early age certain instruction in the Essene tradition that would help him to be the master who he became. And yet Jesus fulfilled his training with Lord Maitreya overshining him throughout his journey to the Far East. Joseph did not go with him. He was still in what we call the Middle East. And as we understand, Joseph passed on before Jesus reached full adulthood in terms of being in his late 20s when his mission began. Joseph had already passed at that point. So Lord Maitreya is key in understanding the art of forgiveness, because as the compassionate Buddha, a Buddha of kindness, loving kindness, of course within loving kindness are the kernels of forgiveness. Because when we are loving and kind, we are nurturing through understanding others and their needs, their requirements, their suffering, their issues, their problems. When people suffer, as a Buddha, we desire to alleviate that suffering. And so the Buddhas are trained in the art of compassion, which is an accelerated version of love through empathy, to the point where that love can transform, by that compassion, karma also, through the givingness of one's heart in service, in ministration, and charity. Compassion is, as charity is, love in action. It's not true compassion if it is not proven by works, by active and observable and directed work. Now, you can be compassionate toward others and not take action. However, true compassion, the Buddha says, and Jesus says, involves action. That is the highest form of compassion. And teaching also is a form of compassion to bring understanding into play, whereby love is expressed through knowledge and truth, so that the soul, the mind, and the heart can actually incorporate the understanding of love in a very powerful way into their lives by examples, by stories, parables, by a very direct and personal experience. The art of forgiveness is a universal unguent and a universal solvent. Or I should say, he's correcting me, forgiveness is a universal solvent, because it utilizes the violet flame. The art of forgiveness is the means or the science whereby the universal solvent of forgiveness through the use of the violet flame is utilized. Now, this solvent, I love that word, because in chemistry we know a solvent is something that can be kind of caustic and it dissolves certain substances. And it also solves the problem while it's doing that, right? It's putting it into a solution, which usually involves water or a liquid. And what does that liquid do? The liquid is like the mother energy that holds the substance in its field or in its beaker or in its bowl or vessel in order for that substance to be lighter and ultimately become a part of the solution itself. So this word solution has double meanings. That's very interesting. And to solve something or dissolve something, it's interesting that these terms have double meanings. The art of forgiveness is something that we could study at Lord Maitreya's retreat in many sessions, because he will tutor us in this art so that we too, like Jesus, as the Christ, when we have balanced our karma, can be the nexus for the extension of forgiveness for the restoration of wholeness within the soul and the body temple. We first make contact with the soul rather than just trying to solve the issues of the body temple, because if we heal the body without taking into account the karma and the soul's desire for greater wholeness, we could bring about a state of imbalance in a different way. In other words, we may dissolve the physical pain, and yet the karma may still be there for that person to pay off that they were paying off through the discomfort or the pain or the suffering. So we have to understand the dynamics of receiving permission to heal physically. Jesus always saw that record that I described earlier, and he had the authority to work with the soul who was asking for healing. Remember, most of these people requested healing, and then he had the authority to answer the request through his intercession as the Christ. In some cases, they may still have had some karma to pay off, and yet in most cases, especially those where he said, "Thy sins be forgiven," he sent the ray of the violet light into the equation to dissolve that karma by the grace of God. Now, various churches believe that priests have the same ability because they supposedly walk in the footsteps of Jesus, taking on a certain mantle. And people go to confession to confess their sins. And then there's what's called absolution, where the priest says, "Okay, do these prayers and your sins be forgiven you." Do these priests actually have the ability to forgive sins? It's questionable, especially for those priests who we now learn have been pedophiles or have other issues themselves. Yet in the moment where Jesus overshines the priest, because they have prayed to him as the Christ to be there as the mediator for this alchemy, yes, Jesus as the Christ is there performing that alchemy in spite of the human frailties or imperfections of the priest. So this has actually been a blessing through the Catholic and other churches that engage in this ritual, only because they invoke the light of Jesus, not because they, the priests, are capable of the same alchemy, because they are, in 99% of the cases, not karma-free themselves. It is a blessing. It is a bestowal of light and grace. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Now when Buddhist monks and lamas engage in some of their practices, they too, based on the mantles that they wear with the overshining presence of Buddhas, such as Lord Maitreya or Gautama or other Buddhas, can also be the instrument for the dissolving of karmic records when they too move in this field of forgiveness that manifests through their compassionate hearts. Because as a whole, the Buddhic teachings our teachings of compassion and the alleviation of suffering by understanding the Eightfold Path, the Four Noble Truths, and the Middle Way. Jesus learned all of these principles in the Far East when he traveled to India and Nepal and Tibet, or at least he went to Lhasa, and he learned directly from very high initiates. Their particular brand of compassion that he brought back to the Middle East and then expounded on it in the verbiage, the vocabulary of the people of that time. And often he would use parables to speak in order to share an understanding of some of these dynamics. Of course, he was accosted by certain Pharisees and scribes who challenged him that he had the ability to forgive sins. Do you remember that in the scripture? And yet he said, well, what is it easier to say, get up and be thou made whole, or to say, thy sins be forgiven? So they did not understand the dynamics of forgiveness and its relationship to healing that he had through his understanding, having been tutored by Lord Maitreya and by his own father, Joseph. And so there was a disconnect between the scribes and Pharisees and the Sadducees and the new light of the new era of Pisces coming through the heart of Jesus, because he brought a new law of love and forgiveness and mercy and compassion that those of the Jewish tradition had not embodied or understood. He was able to move the earth as a whole beyond the constraints of doctrine and dogma of that era through his example, through his virtuous life, and his oneness with the Father God and the Mother Earth. Now, what can we take from Jesus' example today on this art of forgiveness and an understanding of transmutative love? We can continue to work on ourselves so that we can be at that point of being the Christ. And like the priests of the Catholic and other churches, when we invoke the light of Jesus the Christ, we can ask for the dissolving of karma and sin and suffering and pain, sorrow and anger on behalf of others, using the violet fire and using the office of the ministering Christ himself to be at the nexus of this alchemy. We understand the law behind it, and therefore we don't abuse the law. We don't say that we are doing it. We are not the active principle. We are simply the one who invokes the light of forgiveness and mercy and kindness and compassion to enter the scene and to be there to alleviate suffering, pain, sorrow, and ultimately for the teaching, the learning, the teaching of the soul, the learning by that soul of the truth, and for that soul to make amends for past karmas incurred and to move higher on their evolutionary journey to a higher understanding of the truth so that they can make progress. So in a sense, we become many mediators ourselves. Through our Holy Christ Buddha Self, in alignment with the universal Christ principle throughout the universe, we are priests and priestesses of the sacred fire. We invoke the light through our prayers and decrees, our songs, and our virtuous lives. And therefore, the mantle of the priests and priestesses is bestowed upon us to therefore be the nexus for the same type of release of energy for healing, for the restoration of wholeness. And this is Jesus' transfer to us as initiates, as adepts of these mantles that is a grace and something beautiful to behold. As I'm observing you now, the Lord Jesus is placing upon all of us as we choose to be in this role of the mini mediator garments that are priestly or priestessly garments, golden and purple. And some of you may be sensitive enough to actually feel the draping of these garments upon your etheric body. With this understanding today, you can go forth on behalf of anyone who you observe requires healing, wholeness, and pray for them. You can be the nexus of the Christ and the Buddha for anyone and everyone that you choose to so be as a holy son or daughter of God. You have earned this right. You have earned this initiation by your givingness, your own forgiveness of yourself and others in this and past lives. And Jesus smiles upon you and shares his beautiful heart with you personally. As his own beloveds in the earth, I feel that it is a sacred moment that we can be in this place to experience this, because many of us may have been priests or priestesses or nuns or lamas in past lives, and we have engaged at some level maybe in this dynamic of the confession of sins, or hearing people's confessions, or being there as healers for others. And yet I feel that with this teaching and this understanding, we've come up a notch higher to be more of a friend and a co-worker with beloved Jesus by his invitation, by his mantle upon us, by his great light in our midst, and his great love shining throughout the world.